Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us where we made it to the end of another week. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Friday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake. We also have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts one last time, and it's been great having Dr. Todd and her Positive Thoughts joining us during the month of March as we're recognizing Women's History Month, Women's Empowerment Month. Definitely have enjoyed her Positive Thoughts joining us here. In today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with HGTV host Scott McGilvery. He's going to be telling you guys about how you can give your bathroom a much-needed makeover thanks to Bath Fitter. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison for orchestrating FTX fraud. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced Thursday to 25 years in prison for his role in defrauding users of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. In a federal courtroom in Lower Manhattan, the U.S. District Judge called the defense argument misleading, logically flawed, and speculative. He said Bankman-Fried had obstructed justice and tampered with witnesses in mounting his defense, something that Kaplan said weighed his decision for sentencing. Bankman-Fried, wearing a beige jailhouse jumpsuit, struck an apologetic tone, saying he had made a series of selfish decisions while leading FTX and threw it all away. "It haunts me every day," he said in his statement. Prosecutors had sought as much as 50 years, while Bankman-Fried's legal team argued for no more than 6.5 years. He was sentenced on 7 criminal counts in November and had been held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn since. In a statement following Thursday's sentencing, Damian Williams, United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, said Bankman-Fried had orchestrated one of the largest frauds in financial history. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland also issued a statement. "There are serious consequences for defrauding customers and investors," Garland said. "Anyone who believes they can hide their financial crimes behind wealth and power, or behind a shiny new thing they claim no one is smart enough to understand, should think twice," he said. Bankman-Fried plans to appeal both his conviction and his sentence. Statement on their behalf, "We are heartbroken and will continue to fight for our son," they said. Bankman-Fried's lawyers have pleaded for leniency, citing what they described as mental health struggles and his purported generosity in his personal life. They also argued that FTX users had not ultimately suffered substantial losses, something current FTX Administrator John Ray said was false in a letter to Kaplan in advance of Thursday's sentencing. But prosecutors argued the brazenness of the crime, the extent of the victim's losses and damages, and Bankman-Fried's evident lack of remorse meant a harsher sentence was warranted. Late Tuesday, prosecutors filed documents from victims testifying about how Bankman-Fried's actions had harmed them. In more national news, civil rights icon Malcolm X gets a day of recognition in Nebraska, where he was born in 1925, says the Associated Press. Malcolm X has garnered the recognition many have sought for his contributions to the civil rights movement in the conservative Midwest state where he was born after years of being rejected as too controversial to be honored. The Nebraska legislature on Thursday passed a bill to recognize the civil rights icon every May 19th, the day Malcolm X was born, Malcolm Little, in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1925. The legislation falls short of declaring the day a state holiday, which was introduced in a bill by Omaha Senator Terrell McKinney, one of two black members of the Nebraska legislature. McKinney's bill failed to gain traction mainly because of objections to the projected cost of more than $500,000 a year to declare a state holiday. That cost comes from holiday pay for state workers. Instead, McKinney added an amendment to a bill that declares October 17th as Missing Persons Day. The amendment recognizes May 19th, Malcolm X Day, to allow Nebraska schools to hold exercises to recognize the civil rights icon. In more national news, cargo ship had engine maintenance in port before it collided with Baltimore Bridge, officials say. The cargo ship that lost power and crashed into a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand, the U.S. Coast Guard said Wednesday, as divers recovered the bodies of 2 of 6 workers who plunged into the water when it collapsed. The others were presumed dead, and officials said search efforts had been exhausted. In entertainment news, Green Day will headline United Nations-backed global climate concert in San Francisco. Green Day will headline a United Nations Human Rights-backed global climate concert on Tuesday at the famed Fillmore in San Francisco, says the Associated Press. The intimate event, which is co-hosted by the Recording Academy, aims to bring attention to the inequalities exacerbated by climate change. Ultra Q, an alternative rock band fronted by Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong's son, will open. Proceeds from the concert will go to United Nations Human Rights Climate Justice Initiatives and a Music Cares Climate Fund to benefit musicians affected by climate change. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rises toward more records as it closes its latest winning month. Wall Street is coasting to a close of its latest winning month and quarter on Thursday by rising toward more records, as the Associated Press. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in late trading and adding to its all-time high set the day before. It soared roughly 10% in this year's first 3 months. The only quarter that's been better in the last 2 years was the one that came just before. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Real joy can be yours when you stop measuring yourself by others and realize that you were destined to be the absolute best you possible. It's up to you to believe it. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Justin Timberlake has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his single, Paradise, One Last Time, featuring NSYNC, with him, Conversations That He Needs. It's on time for Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd's with a positive 365 positive thought. Value yourself, then care for others. Self-worth is the foundation for caring for others effectively. You can't pour from an empty cup. Prioritize self-care so that you can care for yourself and those around you.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with renovation expert Scott McGilvery in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. HGTV host Scott McGilvery joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to tell you guys that you can give your bathroom a much-needed makeover. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Scott, I'm a big fan. Thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to be on the show. It's time to talk baths.
That's right. So, Scott, what tips do you have for our audience out there about how they can spruce up their bathrooms without the hassle?
Great question. You know, I've been doing shows on HGTV for almost 20 years now. We've done over 500 renovations, and I'll tell you that the bathroom is something that intimidates almost every homeowner we work with. A lot of people think that it's overwhelming and it's expensive, and of course, it's an important room in the home. It adds value if it's done properly. But there's ways, you know, that we've learned over the years to get the outcome that you're looking for without all the stress and all the mess that that people assume is involved in the space. So the first thing I would say is, you know, don't put off. Stop hesitating. Like, this is the year to take back the bath, because prolonging an issue in the bathroom actually makes this a bigger problem. It makes you can have water leaking, you can have mold, you can have rot and structural issues. That's the biggest mistake I see people make, is they prolong, they hesitate, they let the problems kind of sit there. If you tackle the renovation now and before those become bigger issues, there's some really cost-effective ways to get an incredible looking space. I usually start with the shower and tub surround. You know, that's the nucleus of the bathroom. That's where most of the water and moisture issues can be a problem. And realistically, it's a tough job to move that space around. So I often advise people, work with the layout you have. That's the most cost-effective way to get a bathroom remodel done. And with that tub shower surround, there's lots of ways to be inspired and get ideas. I usually advise people, take a look at Bathfitter. They've got the most variety. They do a custom fit. It's an install that can be done in less than 24 hours.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on Mondays. We welcome in the month of April with your news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, my host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.